India's just launched what may be the world's largest food aid program. There are still lots of questions about how it will work, but it got reporter Deepak Singh thinking about hunger in his home country. Deepak lives in Virginia, but he's visiting family back home in Lucknow. And he sent us some thoughts about a recent outing with his daughter to get some fast food.
My Virginia-born daughter got tired of Indian food at her grandparents' home in Lucknow and asked for a burger. So I took her to McDonald's in an American-style mall. As we sat there nibbling on our Maharaja Mac, a bony shirtless boy who looked to be about 6 pressed his face against the window of the restaurant. He looked longingly at our food. I kept eating, but my daughter locked eyes with him. The kid started making gestures that he was hungry. She asked me, "What is he saying, Papa?" I told her the boy wanted food. Since my daughter is almost 4 years old, I prepared myself to answer the cascade of questions that was sure to follow. She asked, "Why can't he come in and buy food like us?" "He may not have money," I told her. "Why doesn't he have any money?" I tried to come up with an answer. Having grown up in India, I am sometimes oblivious to the poverty around me here, but my daughter always points out the differences between America and India. On the way out, I handed the hungry boy a 10-rupee bill. Even though it's worth less than 20 cents, that would be enough for him to buy a cheap meal, though not at McDonald's. As we went back to my parents' house, my daughter asked me more questions about why I gave him the money and why he didn't have his own. The concerned look on her face made me sad. But it got me thinking about a program that the Indian government has just launched to subsidize food for hundreds of millions of poor people, well over half of India's population. That could do a lot more than my 10-rupee note. But then I thought about how some in the US government want to make it harder for poor Americans to get food stamps. I didn't share this with my daughter. I thought it would be too much for a 4-year-old to understand.
That was reporter Deepak Singh in Lucknow, India. This is PRI.